Message number 1156. Compare me to a mother who has to separate from her child at birth. Monday, June 23, 2014 at 01:45. My dearly beloved daughter, I bring you and all of my beloved followers great blessings today. My heart bursts with love for you all. I realize that your journey to serve me can be very difficult at times, but I desire to let you know that I am guiding you every second. There is not one trial that you may face which cannot be surmounted. Therefore, if you feel helpless and fearful, you must not give up, and when you trust in me, all will seem easier. Compare me to a mother who has to separate from her child at birth and who can never see this child again during her lifetime. The mother will never forget the child and spends every day pining for her flesh and blood in the hope that she will reunite with her baby at some stage. Every day that child is in her thoughts, she prays for his or her well-being and feels a permanent pain deep within her heart for her loss. Nothing will ever satisfy her until she embraces that child once again in her arms. She has great patience, great hope, and a deep longing to come face to face with the child she expelled from her womb and does not mind the years in between. All that matters to her is that she and her child become whole again, one entwined with the other. I am like any parent who has to endure such anguish. For me, the waiting is distressing. But the pain of loss, like the long-lost child who refuses to come back to the parent, is the greatest of all. The pain I feel when I am rejected by God's children is a constant torment for me. I will do anything to draw these souls into my bosom. I will use other souls, their brothers and sisters who want to comfort me, in my quest to awaken their dormant souls. I need my beloved followers, the siblings of these lost children of God, to scatter around the world and bring my family together. We must unite against the spirit of darkness, which will make it almost impossible for these souls to decipher the truth of their birth. These people must be told of their birthright, their inheritance, and their eternal salvation. For the time is near when all truth will be revealed. With your help, my beloved followers, they will come to me back into my family, where we will all unite finally as one. The way it was meant to be. I love you all with a deep tenderness, and I rejoice when you respond with love in your heart to my call. Your Jesus.